Hey, Tyrone G.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Queen Horizon with ENDP
Radio.
Hey,
how you doing, Queen? How you been?
I'm good. I'm ready to interview you. Okay, we all know you're Tyrone G, and we would just like for you to describe your sound.
Okay, well, my sound is R&B, mainly, but I'm not restricted to just R&B. I infuse a lot of things that influence me from all different genres, from pop to jazz to, because I'm also classically trained on piano. So, you know, a lot of songs like that influence me. But my song is pure to heart R&B. But from time to time, I do like to infuse things that influence me from, you know, whatever moment or season that I'm in my life, you know what I mean, or what I'm vibing to, you know what I mean? So it could be some reggae songs or, you know what I mean? I don't limit myself and I don't put myself in the box.
Did somebody influence you with All I Want?
Yeah, what influenced that song, All I Want, was I was in a relationship, and the relationship was, you know how it is. It just, it reaches pinnacle, and it ended, and I remember thinking all I wanted was her. The second verse even talked about how, I was in a room full of, I call it models, but it was just, you know, a lot of bad chicks that was there. I was at a party, but all I could think about was her, and I just, all I wanted was her, and I put that in the song, and it started for me just making the instrumental, the music, and then it flowed from there. So that's what really influenced it.
Okay, that was a good influence because that's a lovely song.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's something that everybody can relate to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, everybody's probably been in love, and everybody's experiencing type of hurt, and just really wanted to be with that person. So.
And even if you're not, if I mean, you've experienced hurt, of course, but even if you're not experiencing hurt at the time, the song, you know, it hits home. Because I was listening to it thinking about my husband today, and he's sitting in the room with me.
Hey, that's what's up.
Can you tell us what your first song was and what it was about? Do you remember?
Confidential.
I remember that song.
Confidential was about, it was just keeping it confidential. I mean, it was just about being, you know, I don't know, a lot of my things are based off of things that I experienced, you know what I mean? And confidence was just like, just between me and you, you know, sometimes like, you know, everybody else always try to influence, you know, what you got going on, you know, and it was just about, just, hey, this is between me and you, nobody else has to know what we're doing, whatever we're doing, and so that's how Confidential came about.
What is your favorite song and artist to cover? And why?
Oh, okay. Ooh, that's tough. Man, that's tough.
Well, you might not even have one.
Usher. Usher. Well, I guess I would say one of my favorite songs to cover by him is You Got It Bad. I sing that like open mics in my city all the time. And it's just a great song. I mean, I love Brian Michael Cox because I know he produced it.
Mm-hmm.
He produced it and helped written the material. And I really look up to him and his writing style and just how he produces the record. And it was just an all-around great record. I mean, everybody loved that song. So, but it also showcases the best ability in my voice, too. So, you know, that's definitely one of the main reasons why I love that song. Read the message, that whole thing.
Good choice. Okay, what was your most memorable performance and why?
Wow, I mean, God has definitely gave me, fortunately, a lot of opportunities to do some amazing performances. I battled between these two, which is singing in front of Michael Jackson's mother in Gary, Indiana at the Michael Jackson Festival. But I would probably say one of my biggest moments was probably the most memorable moment was going to Chicago to open up for Eric Benet and Marsha Ambrosia. I think that was it was just amazing. The energy was crazy. Everyone loved my music. The band was just right. I mean, my singers were right. It was a good time. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it was good to just, you know, get an experience. Because, you know, when you go outside of the state, you know, it's a scary thing, you know what I mean? Because, you know, some people come and vibe with you. People go, you know, I like your music, you know what I mean? I like what you're doing and what you're about. So it was really dope just to go out there and just to get all the love that I got from the people that were there to see Eric Bethany and Marcia Ambrosia, and they loved me, and they actually wanted me to keep going. You know, that was like, you know,
historic.
It was a great moment to be in, and it's, yeah, that's probably one of my favorite performances.
Do you have any shows coming up? I know you had one April 22nd. It was a live show.
You go to my website, which is tyronege.com. That's T-Y-R-O-N-E, the letter G.com. You'll be able to see all my latest content, my latest shows, photos, performances, merchandise. You'll be able to see it all there at the website. And if you it's at I Am Tyrone G, which is I-A-M. Tyrone G, on all social media outlets from Facebook, Instagram, Reverb Nation, Twitter, SoundCloud. You'll be able to see all my music and listen to it and enjoy it. Please give me feedback. I would love to, you know, just to interact with everyone and just let them know what you think of the music. I definitely got more on the way, so definitely be on the lookout for that. So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate your contribution to independent hip-hop and R&B, and we hope to see more from you.